This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, a dry northwest flow across the Columbia Basin today will become more westerly this weekend as an upper-level trough sets up off the Washington coast. Now look for this trough to move across the area after the middle of next week, but little to no rain is expected. In the meantime, temperatures will average close to normal for mid-August through early next week, and then bump to above normal for Tuesday and Wednesday ahead of a cold frontal passage on Thursday. Haying and small grain harvest should be able to proceed without delay for the next 7 days. You can plan on afternoon humidity to get down into the 20 to 30% range, except a little higher, 25 to 35% in the Kittitas Valley. Breezy conditions in the Ellensburg area today and Saturday should become lighter beginning Sunday. Elsewhere, light winds and mostly clear skies means that moderate to locally heavy dew will form on windrows in the irrigated hayfields most of the next several nights. The light winds will favor spraying, but watch out for morning inversions that may cause aerosol suspension. Crop water use these next 7 days will be close to normal. Alfalfa, silking corn, and apples will need between 1.5 and 3/4, while lawns, potatoes, and grapes will use between 1 and 1.25 inches. Yesterday, NOAA's Climate Prediction Center issued their latest outlook and is calling for temperatures to average above normal for September through November. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.